let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Life can be challenging enough, but figuring out your finances is a beast. Some of us, well, we're just not prepared for, especially if you have no idea where to start. Well, the new self-help book, How to Clear Debt, Making Less Than $40K as a Single Parent with No Side Hustle by Danielle Copeland, is a beginner's guide on how to clear debt. In her case, as a single parent, but she says anyone can use this simple method to get your finances in order and maintain their money. Danielle is an up-and-coming life strategist who founded Lit Strategy, L-I-T, in May 2018 in order to spread positivity to the masses. A full-time working mom who was born and raised in St. Louis, Missouri, completed her undergraduate degree at the University of Missouri. A life strategist, Danielle has spoken to hundreds of people about how to bring out their joy and passion through living a life of purpose. There were speeches, videos, positive affirmations. Promoting positivity one smile at a time with Lit Strategy has helped Danielle to grow her following on social media. Danielle has proven herself to be a phenomenal woman on a mission to spread positivity to everyone. And Danielle Copeland, author of How to Clear Debt Making Less Than $40K as a Single Parent with No Side Hustle, joins us on This Week in America. Danielle, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you so much, Rick. I'm very grateful for the opportunity to be here with you today.
And I am glad you're going to be spending some time with us to give us some lessons because you've been there. So often we get lessons from people that haven't experienced what real life people have. You have, and you're sharing that. Talk about this process where you decided, I'm going to write a book about finances. How did this whole process come about?
Honestly, it started at the top of the pandemic. So like this time last year,
yes.
I had been already working on my finances, but now I'm at home. I was breastfeeding my son. He was about 5 or 6 months. My daughter was in third grade and she's virtual for the first time. So I had nothing but time but to take care of my kids and work on how I was going to take care of them. I've always wanted to be an author, and I said, why not go for it? I said, you have nothing but time on your hand now. Go ahead and make it happen. Finances for me has been a struggle. I can't lie about that. But with me writing out what my struggles were, I felt like, okay, I've overcome these things. I just want to help other single parents and, like I said, anybody to get started with the process. We always have so many things going on in life, and it's like you don't know where to start. You got to figure out what's a priority and what's not. And when you have a lot of things that are priority, i.e. kids and finances and, you know, bills and all those things,
exactly.
It's like,
yes,
I need help.
Well, you're able to help other people. In going through that process, what was it like for you? Was it difficult writing the book and sharing your story and reliving some of where you were before you finally got a hold of finances? How difficult was writing this book?
Writing the book was actually very simple because I was already going through the process. I had already gotten a planner and started planning out my things for the year and seeing where I wanted my money to go, what debt I was going to work on, and those kind of things. So it was easy. I was already doing it. Like, literally step by step, what I wrote is what I was already doing. The only hard part of the process was, okay, I wrote a book, now what?
Exactly. That's the creative part. And now it's the business part. You've got to figure out, okay, how do I get this out there so people will get the copy of the book and will learn from it?
Exactly.
The book is How to Clear Debt, Making Less Than $40K. Danielle Copeland is our guest and the author. Book available at writersrepublic.com, the usual places. We'll give you that information throughout the show and link onto it at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. When you were doing this book, talk about the inspiration behind this. As you were going through step by step, what was that like and what message were it? I mentioned in the beginning, positivity is a major message you had. Is that basically in the back of your mind, I need to help people through this, but you can get very discouraged, you can get frustrated, you can get depressed. I need to keep them positive as they go through this process.
Definitely. I've always been known to live my life in a positive manner. Anybody that knows me and meets me, you're greeted with a smile no matter what. Like you would never know that I've struggled with absolutely anything because my smile is the first thing you see and you're like, hey, I want to know her. I want to talk to her. So the positive aspect was definitely something that I wanted to convey to people because we do struggle and we do have our issues. And it's like, you always got to take things one step at a time. And in my book, I go through those steps to say, here's the first step that I did. Here's the second step that I did. I did four steps. And just to kind of give people that insight into my life, because my story is only my story, and I can only tell you about what I've been through. But your story is yours. And I just want people to see that no matter what you go through, there is a way out, and it will be okay. But you got to be able to work with what you have to get to where you're trying to go.
And that's so important. So often we think when things get better, I'll work on this problem. You worked on the problem and didn't have a whole lot to work with, did you? I mean, the title of the book, How to Clear Debt Making Less Than 40K as a Single Parent with No Side Hustle, you're really limited from a financial standpoint. And you were struggling in two jobs. You've got a college education, but you're struggling like so many people. Where did the idea for the title come from, first of all? Because that really grabs your attention, the title and the subtitle.
It does, and it's exactly what you said. I do have a college degree. I've had 2 and 3 jobs at one time and still struggling. But the thing for me that I had to do was focus. I had to gain the focus as a single parent to say, Danielle, what exactly are your struggles? What exactly are you trying to do and where are you trying to get to? I'm in my mid-30s now, and I don't want anybody in my family, like younger family members coming up or even my kids, to have to deal with the same things I'm dealing with now. I dealt with credit card debt. I dealt with bankruptcy. I dealt with paying 2 car notes at one time. And at one point, not knowing, okay, can I put gas in my car or can I feed my family? Or, you know, can I pay the electric bill or can I pay the rent? So when you're limited like that, you really gotta see where your money's going and what you're doing. And that's literally what I did. I had the opportunity to laser focus in on what money I was bringing in and where it was actually going. And that was the best thing for me to be able to do. And now I don't have to worry about those things anymore. I'm living a much better life and there's no more struggle. It's just more happiness.
Well, yes. And it sounds like it. Most people would go, boy, if you're early 20s and struggling and trying to pay off all of this debt and making less than 40K a year with all you've got going, this is going to take 20, 30 years. You mentioned you're still a young woman and you have this behind you. I know part of the lit strategy, have patience with yourself. Talk about the importance of that, because it would be pretty easy to get down on yourself because you're not making progress trying to get out of debt like you'd hoped that you would be able to. So how important is patience in this process?
Patience is the most important thing, and a lot of people actually struggle with it. I feel like when you have kids, you learn patience. So if you don't have kids, it's like 1,000 more times harder to do.
Yes.
But I've definitely I'm not claiming to be debt-free. I am still working. I am still grinding. But over the past, I want to say 2 or 3 years, that has definitely been my focus. And life is going to throw you setbacks. But me learning to have that patience with myself, not to get down on myself just because I didn't complete a goal. Honestly, I feel like in 2020, we set out to have all these goals, and then 2020 ended, and half of us probably didn't finish them. Want to know why? Because the world was crashing.
Exactly.
And it's like, what can you do? You have to go with what you have and just light that fire inside of yourself to say, I can do this, and this is what I can do. And we have to learn to focus on ourselves a little bit more other than other people. So that's kind of where my patience comes from. Like, I can only focus on what I can do versus what everyone else around me is doing because my situation is not theirs.
You know, it's interesting. Another part of the LIT strategy is adjust, adapt, and accept. And boy, if we could tie that in a ribbon and put 2020 on that, couldn't we? I mean, that sort of sums up last year. How difficult Yep. was it for you last year to get through the year with all of the uncertainty out there, knowing you're on the path you want to be on, but boy, you could get derailed real easily.
Yeah, it was a struggle. I think for me also, like I said, I was breastfeeding my son. My children are 9 years apart. So here I am, a new mom all over again, and I'm breastfeeding for the first time. And I started a new job. Actually, in January 2020, I didn't have a job. I just lost the job I had at the end of the previous year. So I started the year out without a job. And then I started my new job in February. So I'm at a new job. Then the pandemic hits. I get sent home to work. I've never worked from home a day in my life. And currently, as we speak today, I'm still working from home.
Many people are,
It
yes.
has been a lot. It has been a lot. So, for me is I've talked to my therapist. I have a huge support from friends and family. So I've been blessed and grateful to have all these amazing people in my life. So I just talk and get it out. I write things down. I have a journal. Just my way of kind of just letting out my feelings and just to not get down on myself because I have two little people that need me. I also have my mom. She, needs me as well to give her that energy so that she can keep going. I have lots of family members that look to me to be the bubbly and excited person that I am. And that's my goal. Like, you can do this. And if I'm not happy and excited, then they're like, wait a minute, world stop. Danielle's got something going
Well,
on.
you
So
turn things
just
around.
having that support is huge.
Yes, and you turn things around dramatically. Danielle Copeland is our guest on the program. The book is How to Clear Debt Making Less Than 40K as a Single Parent with No Side Hustle. Book at writersrepublic.com, all the usual places there as well. We'll have links on our website for that. In the book, you describe yourself as the payday loan queen. You had a couple of car payments out there at one time. You took a car you really probably shouldn't have, but you needed the car. Talk about that because people, for example, they get caught up in the payday loan and they think there's no way out of that. How difficult was it for you to break out of that cycle? Because once you get in, it's pretty easy to keep sort of refinancing and keep borrowing.
It is. And the thing is, I had to learn to where my money was going. I'm not one of those people, I'm not a shopper. So that's not where my money was going. Like, I'm not living outside of my means at all. But when you have all these little bills, like doctor bills and, things like that, things that aren't even on your credit, but it's a bill. So you're still trying to pay all these
Yes.
things down and get through all of this. It's like, where is your money going? And I kept overexerting myself. I would tell one company, oh, I can do this. And I really wasn't able to do that. So I had to negotiate. So I had to learn to negotiate with these companies, like, this is what I have. And thankfully, I learned that if you just talk to them and let them know, they'll accept what you can do. They just want something. It doesn't have to be extravagant like I thought. And I just wanted to pay it down faster, and it still wasn't working.
Well, yes, and this is so valuable to people out there because you go through that and it's like, I don't know how to get out of this. And all of what you went through made you not only a good author because the book is doing quite well, receiving excellent reviews because you're helping people, but helped you. It got you out of payday loans. And you talk about that first car, you went in, you basically took anything they said this is what you qualify for, you sign it, you drive it out of there. You were a better consumer than after that, weren't you? Because you were making some demands on what you wanted.
I definitely did, and to be honest, I actually just got a new car December 31st.
Fantastic.
And I went in, thank you so much. And so I went in with my negotiating skills. I need gap insurance. I needed, all these things included. I want this rate. What do I need to do to get this rate? Do you include this in the contract? I was on it, and it worked out in my favor. And honestly, I think this is the best car deal I've ever been in my whole life.
Well, it sounds like it, and that's so great. And you mentioned gap insurance. That's one of those things that people look at and go, I don't even know what that means. Well, what you had a car, you wrecked it. You were still paying on a car. I think it was like $12,000 on a car you didn't even have anymore, and you needed to get another car. So, and I say all of that because Danielle knows what she's talking about. The book is How to Clear Debt Making Less Than 40K as a Single Parent with No Side Hustle. Danielle Copeland is our guest on the program. Take a quick break. Much more to talk about with Danielle, and we'll be back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines, plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-313-7757. 800-313-7757. 800-313-7757. That's 800-313-7757.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. That's 800-263-2610.